So without much further ado, please allow me to introduce the first act. We're gonna put them way up in the air on the trapeze. Put your hands together for our trapeze artists.
Edith, describe what acts you were doing out there.
I was doing silks and acro and barrels.
And when you were on the barrels, that was my favorite. Describe what you were doing.
We were rolling them into, and we had a routine planned out.
Do you remember what song it was?
Believer.
How did you, what was your favorite one?
I liked the silks.
What did you like about it?
I like being in the air.
Hi, my name is Anne-Marie.
And I'm Mike Batty.
And who are you guys with?
We're with Green Fools Theater.
How many kids were you guys working with this week?
45.
That's incredible. How is it to, and you put on, it was over an hour show. Tell us some of the acts that you had the kids do.
So they did, with me actually, they did silks, hoop, and trapeze acts.
How long have you been doing this for?
Oh, 45 years.
I could see you out there. You were really enjoying it. And like I could tell you really enjoyed helping the kids stay on the unicycles and everything like that. What do you get out of it?
Oh, it's a blast. When you're teaching them any skill, like juggling, whatever, you get that vicarious buzz like when you first learned yourself. So, yeah, it's very rewarding, really fun.
They learned a lot in a couple days, too.
A ton. And you know what? Usually when we do these camps, we come back and more than half the kids, three quarters of the kids easily are returnees. This camp, because of COVID, all brand new. Like not a single person who had done the camp before. So everybody was starting from scratch, which is very interesting because usually people are looking up to the mentors who have done it before to how to act and whatnot. And there was none of that. And these kids behaved so well. We were really proud. Yep.
Cool. It must be good to be back after 2 years.
It's wonderful. And it's great to have the kids back and be able to do all kind of stuff together. Yeah.
I did balancing the feather.
What did you balance the feather on? On your nose?
Yeah.
On your elbow?
Yeah.
What was the hardest place to balance it?
My elbow.
What else did you do?
Acro. Pyramids.
You did a great job out there. What was your favorite thing to do?
Acro.
What did you like about it?
The pyramid. And the cartwheels and somersaults we did.
It looked like you learned a lot.
Yeah.
Now you have some more tricks up your sleeve when you want to put on a show.
Yeah. I'm Ava and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Jack and I'm 10. I did silks and stilts, and I also did acrobatics, pyramid, and the Marilyn Chow warm-up.
Quinn and I'm 9 years old, and I did stilts and poi.
What about you?
My name is Max. I am 10 years old. I did poi and double stick.
I'm Ewan, and I'm 8.
What did you do out there, Ewan?
Stilts and acro.
What was your favorite?
Stilts.
You got to go up there high. Were you in the Congo line?
Yes.
Is this going to play on the radio?
Yeah, Stoke FM.
My name is Mateo, and I'm 9 years old.
Mateo, what did you do out there on the stage?
I did the stilts and the barrel walking.
That was an impressive one. What was your favorite?
Probably stilts.
I am
My name is Evie, and I am 8 years old. I mean 9 years old.
Did you just have a birthday?
Yeah.
What were you doing out there on the stage?
I was doing silks and stilts.
Did you ever think you'd be in the circus?
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Stilts.
Everyone seemed to like the stilts. What did you like about it?
They were tall.
Kian, and I am 9 years old.
Kian, what were you doing out there?
Juggling and devil sticking.
So you were the only juggler. How did that feel?
It was kind of scary, but then when I juggled three and bowed, it was really fun.
You were very calm out there. You learned really quickly. Do you think you're going to keep on practicing juggling?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like it when you are victorious, when you catch all of them.